Well, that was one heck of a football game to be a part of, and I'm sure it was a great one to watch. Just congratulate the Dallas Cowboys on an incredible team, the season they had this year. But this game is, this was about us. We talked about it all week. We knew we were coming into an incredible environment. That obviously held true. And frankly, the part about getting off to a fast start, we were able to accomplish that both in the first and second half. But I just can't say enough about my football team's resiliency time and time again to keep fighting through the injuries and just the challenges that each and every week puts in front of you, especially the challenge by the Dallas Cowboys. So they're an outstanding football team, but we felt we were a better football team going through the week, just the things that we've been doing. We're doing a lot of really good things as a team. We're having great performances, and our great players are stepping up, and everybody else as a team took a step today. So obviously a fantastic finish, and that's what these games come down to. So the execution here on the third down with the protection, the throw by Aaron, and the catch by Jared Cook and Mason Crosby to knock it through twice. So I think that in itself tells a lot about the character and just the way we've been able to fight through, and I think it's a pretty good insight to who we are as a football team. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Is this victory more sweet in light of painful losses in years past?
This is a outstanding victory for us. We obviously won a lot of games in a row, and our focus is on obviously now onto Atlanta and the goal that I think every team has when a season starts. So we're an excellent football team, and we're two steps away from achieving greatness.
When the Dallas kicked the field goal a tie, you didn't call timeout. Were you saving timeouts, or do your analytics say that it doesn't make any difference? Or
it doesn't make a difference because I'm exhausted from celebrating, Pete, and I really don't feel like doing analytics right now. It's the management of the clock obviously worked out very well for us, and really the sack on that we occurred and the ability to overcome that and make the throw to put us in field goal range got it done.
Can you talk about just how tough a play that is to make the quarterbacks rolling left and Jared's just barely got to get his feet around? How tough?
Well, they hit us with the nickel stings, obviously with the sack is a aggressive call by them, and the ability to handle pressure from a protection standpoint is a big part of the chess match, especially in that situation. Obviously, we rolled to our right the play before, and then to come back to his left. Just a great play call and adjustment by Aaron, and the execution of the throw and the catch are just outstanding.
Did the replay on the last catch of his feet? Do you have any doubt as you were waiting for the replay?
Well, I was in communication with the referees, the officials on the sideline, so and I was able to see it on the big TV. So looked good to me.
How much of that play is by design, and how much of it is improv?
Well, I mean, it's really a combination of a scramble drill. I mean, there's a raw combination, but the biggest challenge was the protection. So, dash pass left, just to change the launching point, obviously to give the receivers the time to get down the field.
We've seen a lot of amazing throws from Aaron. Where does this one rank for you?
I mean, it's the best one today, that's for sure. I mean, he's an incredible player. He's an incredible talent, and to do it when it's all on the line like that, just that's what great players do. And he got it done for us today.
Is there any situation, any throw you can't make at this point? Just a lot of difficulty.
I don't think so.
Did you feel like they had your defense kind of back on its heels there, second half of the fourth quarter, anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was definitely a game of momentum, and when they. When they hit the big plays, I mean, you could really the energy was strong. So, we had some third downs, some long. They made some big plays on third down to get conversions and so forth. And frankly, I mean, to sit here and evaluate it to me is, and this is playoff football. I mean, there's the reason why these two teams play today. So you're going to have plays like that, and We knew they were a huge challenge, you know, their offense and, you know, their system and, you know, the quarterback and just, I mean, just the whole ball of wax. So we knew we had a big challenge today.
Coach, share your thoughts on Dallas's rookie duo, Dak and Ezekiel Elliott, handling the pressure going up against a Super Bowl caliber winning team.
Oh, definitely. The two young men were extremely impressive. I was impressed with those guys early in the season. And I thought they both played extremely well today. So to make big plays on the big stage, they obviously have very bright futures.
Mike, I know it's something that the defense has gone through all year, but Morgan leaves the game and Bryce has to play a whole bunch of snaps. You've got to go to Hawkins there to dime as well. Two young rookies, can you talk about what they were able to do?
Played very well. I mean, did some good things. Obviously, they went after, you know, particularly Hawkins and, you know, particularly on some of those in-breaking routes. So, you know, unfortunately, we've had a lot of that this year. But, you know, both those guys played extremely well. I thought Bryce, you know, obviously was extremely physical and made some big hits. But those guys did a heck of a job getting in there and competing.
What can you say about Micah Hyde's play down the stretch since he's been coming up?
Micah had a huge interception there. I mean, you know, the instincts and the awareness, obviously getting the key on the play. So that was a big play in the game. Obviously, I mean, you had to, you know, we each had one takeaway in the game. So, and anytime you take the ball away from a big time offense like that, it obviously factors in the outcome.
Mike, you said you feel like your team is better than the Cowboys. Can you talk a little bit about Cook? Did you see him as a specific mismatch that they?
About who?
Cook.
Jared Cook? Definitely. Well, I mean, we like to monitor safeties. So, you know, obviously there was a lot of contact in the secondary all day. And, you know, that's why we just, you know, just kept going after him. So, but, yeah, I think Jared was a very good matchup for us.
What's the feeling? Fourth quarter, tight game, and, you know, you have Aaron Rodgers behind center there.
Feels great. Feels good in the first quarter, too. I mean, he's a great player. I mean, obviously we put a lot on his plate. You know, he's did a number of things at the line of scrimmage. But yeah, I mean, we have great confidence in him, and rightfully so. I mean, really the credit for, you know, that last drive as far as the plays and the adjustments, the protection adjustments, all that, I mean, that's Aaron.
Mike,